Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials. Tonight is in English and Swahili. We will be reading in the Book of John. We're so glad you're with us tonight. We will begin in a few moments. Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials. Toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Begin shortly. Read in the Book of John tonight, chapter 7, You can just follow along if you don't have a Bible. Joining us tonight. This is Diane Linning, your host for Linning School Watch Friday Night Specials. We're reading in the book of John tonight. We'll start with English. I'm not sure if my co-host John from Africa will be able to call in tonight, but we will hang on as long as we can in case he is able to do that. I'm sorry I'm late, but just for your information, if I am late, check back every few minutes. And I will try to check in as soon as I can if I do get waylaid by an emergency or something. Let's bow our heads and begin in prayer together. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share with people around the world the good news about the gospel and about God living among us in the day of Jesus. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless each one, especially in Africa tonight, since that's our focus, but for all people all around the world, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit and help them to see God in nature around them and to seek out God in their lives and Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We pray that you would anoint me tonight and anyone else who shares that we read the Word in a way that will meet the heart of each one who hears it. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in the book of John, before the lesson tonight, we have been talking about the miracles that Jesus, the Son of God, has been performing as he is walking among the people on earth in the area of Israel and that area in the Mideast as God in the flesh among the people. That's what it said in the first chapters of John. Now we know that many of the miracles performed were just miracles that any one of us could have a need of in our lives. The first one was at the wedding where Jesus turned the water into wine because they were short of wine. And then another one was the woman at the well who he told all about her life, which he could not have known except by divine inspiration. And then there was a lame man at the pool of Bethesda who he said, get up and walk and carry your mat. And with the faith that he had, he stood up and abided by the words Jesus gave him, and he was healed. All we have to do is receive salvation and to receive healing. The gift of salvation is from God that he wants each one of us to accept. Let's begin reading in chapter 7 of John. After Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, after he crossed the sea on a boat with his disciples, and he had just turned a few fish and loaves of bread into enough food to feed a multitude of 5,000 people. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go in about Judea because the Jewish leaders were there looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I am not going up to the festival, because my time has not yet fully come." After he had said this, he stayed in Galilee. Now, what did he mean by "my time has not yet come"? Well, he knew there was an appointed time coming in his near future in which he would perform the ultimate sacrifices, the lamb sacrifice of God that God had planned for him as his destiny here on earth. And he's saying, "My time to fulfill has not yet come." However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, "Where is he?" Among the crowds, there was a widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him, for fear of the leaders. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews there were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" "You are demon-possessed," the crowd answered. "Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus said to them, "I did one miracle, and you are all amazed. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision," though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarch, "you circumcise a boy on the Sabbath. Now if a boy can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly." In other words, he's saying it's not good to reach conclusions or jump to conclusions too quickly, that you need to look into the information and the facts and think about it and weigh the facts and information. And then even then, you know, you might want to reserve your conclusion until you've waited a while and observed some more. Now there was some division over who Jesus is. At that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, "Isn't this the man they are trying to kill? Here he is, speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Messiah? But we know where this man is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." As they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Still many in the crowd believed in him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" In other words, they couldn't seize him or get him because it wasn't in God's plan that he be taken or seized yet. There was a designated time that God had for that. And they were saying, "Oh, when the Messiah comes, is he going to perform more signs than this man?" In other words, how can we be sure this isn't the Messiah? The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said one to another, "Where does this man intend to go, that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live scattered among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, 'You will look for me, but you will not find me'? And where I am, you cannot come." On the last day and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, from whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely, this man is the prophet." Yet others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. And as we know, we read, because his time had not yet come. Well, little did they know that he was born in Bethlehem. That wasn't why it's known, because he grew up in Nazareth, where his parents went back after the child was living away from his hometown. Just remember that Caesar Augustus was killing all the young boy children, 2 years and younger. So there was unbelief of the Jewish leaders. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why didn't you bring him in?" "No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he has deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him?" "No, but this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier, and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time together. We pray that those who would like to receive Jesus now as their Savior will take this time, say a prayer with each person. Remember, it is your own personal choice, and God is sinless. We pray that the Lord would woo you unto him by his Spirit. All you have to do is confess, say, "Dear Lord, I have confessed," and say along with me, "I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and I ask you into my heart, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, and help me to walk in the life of goodness that happens. Help me to live according to the principles of the Scripture, how you would like me to live. Give me opportunity to hear the Scripture and to find a Bible and to hear this broadcast and others tell about the good news." Right. We pray for support groups in your area to help you and help one another to stay strong. We take this time to praise the Lord Jesus Christ and Father God, the Almighty Father, the omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent God. We're so in awe of God's power and His glory. We thank You, Lord, for this opportunity. May Your blessing be with one and Your protection hand over them. Help them with their jobs and their daily lives and their pursuits, that they would follow Your ways. Help them to hear what You want them to do in their lives. Or help share the Word of God with one another, to pass the good news on to our family, friends, and loved ones. Thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just worship together a minute. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You for Your mighty blessing. Thank You, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Holy One. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. I'm going to try something a little different tonight. I'm hoping it works. I have sung a song for you in the past, and I'm going to see if it works with one of these songs that has some drums with it. If I don't think I can sing with it, I'll just let it play, and then I'll get back with you in a minute. Let's see if this is the one I think that will work. Just enjoy a little bit of music here. And hopefully, I think that might be the one. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Much for being with us tonight. I'm sorry it was a short time with you tonight, but at least we got a chance to together and read a chapter with you and say a prayer. Excuse me. I'm going to say another prayer in closing, that the Lord would bless each one of you and be with us, keep us until we meet again. We know that God has a plan for your life and that God loves each one of you and wants each one of us to be a part of His family. He doesn't force things on us. Lord, we pray that those Muslims around the world who have hardened their hearts about Christians, that you would soften their hearts and help them be open to the Word of God. We know it's almost uncanny how the Scripture has parallel similarities with the Quran. And we know that there is some truth, a bit of truth in the Quran, but Lord, help them to see the full truth of the Bible. So we know the Bible, the full truth. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Night all. Love you. Take care. God bless. Until next time, Diane Lenning, your host, Lenning School Watch Friday Night Session. Love you. Take care.